In our continuing series, we've got Julian from Orange Bus, who's been here for the last 2 days, is it?
Yeah. So we came on, well, Tuesday for the Thinking Digital University.
So tell us a little bit about what the company does, because it's a very creative company.
My business, Orange Bus, yeah, we're a digital agency, so that pretty much encompasses the full spectrum, everything from software development that's delivered online to marketing and any online activity, we'll do it.
And what was the thing that you took away? Was there an inspiring moment? What have you seen from 2012 Thinking Digital? What have you come away with?
It's always a difficult one, especially so soon after the conference. So we just left the last speaker. I think the ideas and the inspiration obviously come over the sort of following days as you digest things and remember, because there's so much to take in. I'm also always conscious that I come to these things not looking to get anything out of it, rather just have a couple of days with not having to think about work necessarily and see where it leads. Particularly inspirational this year, and I'm rubbish with the names, but the guy who spoke last yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, the hole in the wall project, which I was aware of, but that just blew my mind. And I think I've missed any Thinking Digital in 5 years. I've done all of them, and I think that's probably the standout talk for me, so that's quite something.
What was it about the talk that particularly interested and inspired you?
The fact that something he started led to something far bigger than I think he probably or anybody would have imagined, but also the fact that it was a really small thing that has had massive far-reaching consequences. And I think it's really nice when something happens that, again, is completely unexpected. So I think, you know, he didn't realise that the kids were going to be able to teach themselves through this means. And I have three children. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and I have two young boys, 2 and 5. And it's fascinating for me to be able to see just how we can help them educate themselves rather than the traditional ways of standing in front of a class, which I have to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of. So.